Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Josh Wolf, Funny Bone this weekend. Funnybone.omaha.com, right, Colin?
Yeah, I think so.
Nope, omaha.funnybone. Omaha.
Yeah, I don't even know.
You're
right. Honestly, I don't. It's been changed.
You're
just
on the
Google
plan.
Something.
Josh
Wolf. Google Funnybone funny and something will
Two come shows out. Tonight, two shows tomorrow night, Josh. Back in the studio. First committee we had in a brand new building.
Really?
All fully vaxxed, hanging out here together. What kind of podcast you got going, too? I want to plug all your stuff you got going.
Oh,
I know you got a ton of stuff going on.
I just started a podcast with my son Jacob called Hey Man.
All right.
And
that's what your son says to you,
that's
right?
What we say to it when I go, Hey Man. He goes, Hey Man.
Yeah.
And it's a ton of fun. You know, he and I have a real fun relationship.
What's he do?
He's
24, so
he stayed in LA.
He's young, okay, yeah.
He works behind the scenes.
Okay.
He's been on a bunch of worked on Netflix shows and on David Spade's shows.
Oh, so he's in the biz, but behind the scenes. Good for him.
Yeah.
All right.
He doesn't want to
be you.
No.
All right.
Yeah, that's it. I said, do you ever want to do stand up? He was like, I have watched what you go through.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, he's seen the other side of it.
Yeah.
And so for him, he's like,
same with your son, Nick. He sees you on stage, says, I don't want to do that either.
They don't want to see me on stage.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably seen you, what you go through. Sometimes you die. I mean, obviously, I see what you mean. Okay.
Yeah. And also, he doesn't crave that.
Well, yeah.
Nick
brought it up earlier this week, and, you know, we crave it too.
Yeah,
in a different way. We're not stand-ups.
I'm glad my kids aren't, because I'm like, you don't have to go into a room and be like, is everybody happy?
Right.
Is everybody good? Is everybody laughing and likes me? Just want to make sure.
Yeah, nobody got on stage because they felt good about themselves.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, nobody's like, I feel great about myself. Why don't I go in front of a room full of people so they can judge me and stare at me? Yeah.
So you don't want to do that. So the podcast called Hey Man.
This podcast called Hey Man. I got a special.
Yeah, help us.
I have a special that comes out on October 19th.
On?
It's everything I do is on my YouTube channel.
Got it. Good.
And so, but here's the deal. If you join the chat, so if you watch live on October 19th at 6 o'clock Pacific time, I'm picking one person out of the chat and I'm getting them plane tickets, hotel room, and tickets to any show of mine anywhere in the country.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you are in the chat and Jacob and I will be in the chat together, and Jacob's going to pick the winner.
Okay.
And if you're in the chat with us, I think he's going to pick it through funniest comment.
Okay.
If you're in the chat with us, you might win tickets, plane tickets, hotel.
And that's,
by the way,
October 19th.
October 19th.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
That's Tuesday.
All right. That's a Tuesday. Yeah.
If your son is picking the winner, is it a better chance if you're a thirsty 30-year-old woman?
That's right. Yeah. You know what's funny is Jacob was like, what if people don't want to see your show or they just want tickets in a hotel room to a city? I'm like, that'd be funny, actually, if someone was, I don't need tickets to the show. I'll just take the.
Thanks for the trip.
I'll just go pick up the tickets.
I'll take the plane tickets in the hotel and I'll sell the tickets to the show. Yeah, but it's going to be a good time. This is my most favorite thing I've ever done. You know, when I got to Nashville, there was something that happened in Los Angeles that I didn't know had happened to me. I had got caught up in other people. I had got caught up in what do they get to do? Where are they playing? How many tickets are they selling? I was caught up in other people's lives, which was so anti who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got to Nashville and I realized, none of that stuff, it doesn't matter.
Right.
The only person I'm competing with is myself.
Right.
Right?
And it's tough to feel that way, though. Everybody's competing against somebody.
But
you try to get out of your head.
Yeah, because the truth of the matter is other people's success or failure has nothing to do with what's going to happen in my career.
Right.
So I have to get that out of my head. So I was like, I just want to start doing things in Nashville that I'd always wanted to do. So last April, I did a special where I found my first comedy CD.
Mm-hmm.
And I rewrote the entire CD because I was like, I wonder if I'm a better comic now. So I rewrote every joke and then I redid it. I streamed it live in front of a masked 20-person crowd. So not only could I not hear them laughing.
Couldn't see their face either.
No, it was so bizarre.
Yeah.
But this is the way I did it. I streamed it live, one take, and I would do.
Did the audience know the first?
Yeah, this is the thing. What I liked about it was very experimental because I told everybody live, here's the premise of this. This is my very, and I held up the CD. This is my first CD.
Right.
These are the jokes. I'm a better writer now. So I was
Every joke, which you wrote some jokes are probably better the first time,
yes,
right?
Yes. Some jokes were better the first time because what I found out as an early comic, what I was better at was writing punchlines.
Okay.
Because I don't think in terms of punchlines anymore.
Got it.
I think of this story and all that. But back then I was like, punchline, punchline. And I was good at writing punchlines. So some of the punchlines were actually better. And but I, the way I did the special is I would, sometimes I would do the old joke first.
Uh-huh.
And I would go, okay, that's the old joke. Let me tell you what the new one is. And so you could see the difference. And then other times there were jokes that would definitely get me canceled now. And that was a separate category. And I would just read them straight from the page.
Go, oh, okay.
I'd say, all right, everybody. This
you couldn't do back in the day.
I go, this is off the old album. This would get me canceled.
Right.
Like one of the jokes that I did.
Was it the R word? What was it? Something that you can't
I'll tell you what it was.
go ahead. Tell us.
Okay.
No,
and I, buckle
and,
up.
Yeah, and I actually, this one was, this is the least cancelable one.
Got it.
But when I was in Seattle at the time, I went to go to see about donating sperm because I needed money.
Right.
And I didn't understand. I don't know if you've ever tried to donate sperm before, but it's not easy.
Not officially.
Right. Yeah. I've donated some.
I've threw it around. Yeah. You know, if you want it, it's here.
I mean, I have a collection bin in my house if you want to swing by. But, the truth is you have to apply. And it's a difficult application
process.
Well,
because first of all, you're going to put height, weight, education, background, because people are choosing.
Are you screened for any health problems there might be?
All that stuff you had to pass, right? And so this place in Seattle at the time.
But you get paid either way, right?
No.
Once you pass, you get paid.
Yes. And so this place.
That would suck to donate. And
that's
say,
what I'm saying.
Nobody wants this.
We don't need your splooge, dude.
this place at the time was only accepting like 6% of the applicants.
Oh, so they wanted high education, smart, IQ. Because people don't want to have dumb kids. They have their own dumb kids.
That's right. I got, I can do that myself.
It's like giving plasma.
Yeah.
Where you just roll in and roll up your sleeve and leave.
But right. You rolled up your sleeve if you hadn't been circumcised.
How bad was it? Like, How bad was it? Did somebody walk in on a 6'4" blonde guy? I mean, you're not either of those. So I mean,
are you giving us your preference?
No, was it brutal when it comes to looks, or was it just about education and health?
For me, I don't know. I just know that you had to give all this information, and so the joke was, is that statistically they accept less than 6% of the applicants, which means that it's really harder to get into this place than Harvard Law School.
Okay.
You know what that tells me about Seattle? That there's a lot of picky lesbians.
Okay.
And so that was the picky lesbian joke.
I
used a little when we didn't disc. And so people go, I did it this time. People were like, oh.
Really?
And so it's such a weird, a weird time where you're like, I go, why can't I say that? Like, it's the word lesbian.
Yeah.
Is that if in a joke you have a word and then there's laughter, in the today's age we're in now, automatically they assume, well, I got to be offended by that.
Right.
If there's a word
and
laughter next to the word, well, then I must have to be offended. Right. And so I did a bunch of, that was the very first thing that I did in Nashville. And it was so much fun and so different than anything I'd ever done. I play guitar at my shows. Right.
Okay.
And over the years I've accumulated probably an hour and 15 a song. So the other thing, I was like, you know, I'm going to do a special that's a half an hour stand-up and an hour of comedy and see what happens. I did it in Zanies in Nashville. It was the best. It was the best show.
Okay.
It was the best, and I was going to cut it down to an hour, obviously, because that's what specials are. Right. And then I thought, wait, I put everything on my YouTube channel.
Right. Who cares how long it is?
It doesn't matter how long it is.
Right.
I kept it all, warts and everything, even when I had to start and stop and start a song over, because I was when I watched it, I was like, yeah, but this makes you feel like you're here.
Were you doing, wait.
I never cut. I did one take. We didn't do two takes and match outfits. I was like, I want everyone to feel like they're here, see the whole show, warts and all, because that's kind of, like, to me, that's the kind of special I like to watch.
We want to bring this up because we're all big fans of this actor, and he was in The Wonders, and Puss mentioned it. The Jonathan Schaech was on
stage.
That's
my guy.
Yeah,
you guys were up on stage together?
We didn't know your buds.
That's my guy, yeah.
That is so cool because, first of all, I love everything he's ever done, but obviously The Wonders is back because it's 25 years now.
He did stand-up comedy on my show.
So that's what Puss was telling us about this. I want to know how you met Jonathan Schaech and how tight are you?
Oh, wow. So
He's cool.
I met Shaq in acting class when he was still married to Christina Applegate.
Oh, so, but when he's married to her. Wow.
By the way, when they walked in the class together, I'm like, look at these two beautiful.
Oh, my. Yeah, I was going to say, that's a power, beautiful couple.
And at the time, he was more beautiful than her.
Oh, he was just. He's a
young Jonathan Shaq.
Oh, my God. Look at the 90s.
Good.
That dude. Lord. But if you're in acting class with him, not that working actors don't take acting classes still. But he'd already been on TV.
Oh, yeah. Okay, movies.
They weren't there to teach you. They were just ready to take acting class.
They were in the class.
Okay. So you've known him for a long time.
I've known him for a long time. He was in my wife's first movie.
Okay.
And he's just a good dude.
Okay,
and
good. So
once a month, I do a show called the Josh Wolf Bonanza Extravaganza.
Okay.
It's a living, breathing thing.
In Nashville.
We bring people on stage.
Does he live there also?
He lives there.
Okay.
We bring people on stage. We improv songs. I have country. You heard of a musical act named Jelly Roll? Have you heard of Jelly Roll?
I think I've heard of him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Massive.
Okay.
And he's come on stage with me. We have the guys from Little Big Town come on stage, and we do songs. And it's a weird night. But also, every show, I bring somebody on stage who's never done stand-up before. Did I tell you this?
No.
They do 5 minutes. Then we take them off stage. We rewrite their act, and we send them back on stage.
You coach them up a little bit?
No, we rewrite their act.
Oh, okay. They're people that want to be comedians, not just Joe Schmoes, right?
It's sometimes.
Okay.
We pull people out of the kitchen.
Okay.
They do 5 minutes.
Okay.
It takes 15 minutes because we only have 15 minutes to rewrite them, and then we send them back up with new jokes.
Can you go with Nick tonight?
please. Right. right before the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
The next time Nick.
What can he do with pubic housing?
The next time Nick opens for you at the Bone, just pull him off, write five more, and put him back up.
Yeah, that's good.
That'd be hilarious.
I would just scream from the crowd, that one's not working. But that is my favorite. So Jonathan did it. He got on stage, and it was funny.
Yeah, but everybody knows who he is. So were they kind to him or not?
But not everybody knows who he is.
Well, he's gray.
Okay.
He went gray.
Yep.
He looks different than he did 20 years ago, but he's still stud.
He would also tell you, and by the way, he's still just a handsome dude.
Right, yeah.
But he would also tell you, he's that guy where people look at and go, do I know you?
I bet they do. But we just know him for so long now that I would recognize him. But I can see people going, do I know you?
He said to me, he goes, he goes, should I tell the story? He goes, what should I do? I go, just tell stories.
Okay.
But you get great stories. And he goes, I don't know which story to tell. He said, should I tell the story about going on a date with Madonna? I'm like, yeah.
Yes.
That's the one.
Sure.
Yes.
That's the one. He said it was so funny because Madonna called his house. And his mom.
And was this the 90s?
His mom
When he
answered.
Was a walking
yes.
a supermodel, basically. Got
his,
it.
His mom answered and goes, he heard, this is what he heard
his
from
mom
across
answered.
The house. He was at his house. And he from across the house, he heard his mom scream, hey, Johnny, it's Madonna.
Can you give me roughly just 95, 96?
You know what? I couldn't get past that part of the story.
Okay.
I was laughing so hard. I'm just here,
It's Madonna.
Hey, Johnny, it's Madonna. he had some great stories, but we wrote it, rewrote it, and sent it back up.
Did he have sex with her?
He actually said, I'm probably the only person that's ever dated Madonna that didn't have sex.
Oh, man. I mean, she didn't want it that night, right?
Listen, you're talking to the wrong guy.
He wouldn't turn it down. I'm not going to ask him. I don't know the guy. I'll ask you. You ask him.
I'll ask him. Then I'll get back to you.
Get back to
him.
Let's
call him. Call him right now.
I actually think what happened was, I think what he said was she ended up bringing another girl on the date.
Got it.
I think is what he said happened. And I was like, is that a negative?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that or maybe she was like, hey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you were like, oh, I think Madonna, I'm not sure she swings that way.
Right.
She's a good Catholic girl.
She's pretty reserved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was he living at home at the time?
I think he was visiting
home. I love that.
Home.
Okay, got it. Madonna.
Madonna's here. But the 90s, if you were going to pick an era to be famous, the 90s feels like a good decade.
Well, there's a great documentary on CNN. It's called the Last True Decade. I think that's what it's called, right? Yeah. And that decade went so quick for a lot of us, like all decades do. If you look back at it, yeah, I can remember those. I mean, I would think the 80s or the 90s, but definitely I could see the 90s.
I think a rock star social media. In the 70s wouldn't have sucked.
Well,
the
rock star in the 70s would have been great too, but yeah.
You know what? The only reason
But there was
I,
no social media in the 90s.
That's
so that,
it.
All these stars could be just stars.
And you know what?
Right.
There was no social media, but there was
And it was the last decade of that.
Technology.
Yes.
Right?
Right. That, there was paparazzi and whatnot.
What I liked about the 90s is still this. There was enough technology where I was like, oh, I'm still having some of these modern things that I enjoy.
Right.
But it wasn't this.
No.
So invasive.
Yeah. No.
Which it wasn't near as proliferated as it is now.
Yeah. It seems like it would have been a lot more fun.
I get that. I could see that.
The Rockstar in the 70s sounds like kind of fun too.
Yeah, that did too. I'm sure it did. But the social media part in the 90s wasn't around like it is.
Yeah.
Everybody wasn't commenting on what you were doing every day. They might have told your friends, hey, I saw that actor on TV. Yeah, cool. But not, hey, you suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you bang Madonna?
Yeah. I also think that people just didn't feel like they felt like everybody wanted to hear their opinion all the time.
Oh.
So the other thing, not only can they give you their opinion.
You're holding up your phone right now.
Yeah.
It's radio, by the
way. But not only, that's right. I forgot. Not only can they give you their opinion, but people feel like people want to hear their opinion.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know
what
I mean?
That's what I've been avoiding, too.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. If I didn't ask for your opinion,
right.
100%, I don't care. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. 100%.
100%.
My favorite, though, is I do find enjoyment of trolling trolls.
Oh, yeah. I'll troll trolls.
I enjoy
Not
it.
On our site anymore because, they're pretty, but on other people's sites, they say something, I'll say, well, that guy's a douchebag or something.
Yeah,
like
for
that.
Me, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting how touchy they are.
A troll.
Why are you being so mean, man? You can't take real, honest opinion? I'm like,
we've been dealing with that for 28 years.
Yeah.
But no, mainly, when it comes to what we do on this particular show and telling us what to do, I'd kind of troll them back.
And
I get that, too. Like, well, sorry, Tyler. I didn't mean you're probably right. I'm sorry.
I think sometimes they don't expect you to see it.
I know. Yeah. They don't.
I'll just be a dick, and it's fine.
Yeah. And they certainly don't expect you to respond.
Right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And that's why I respond.
Right. When you clap back at them. It
the
takes face them off
guard. To face.
Yeah,
I had a way. This is in L.A.
I just say, "Shut up, you douchebag!" And I sign it, Todd.
Yeah, and then I put his address down. There was a waiter who said, I was at lunch with my wife,
right.
And he comes over and he drops an iced tea for me. And
does he recognize you?
He says to me, he goes, "Hey, man." I go, "Yeah," and he goes, "I just want you to know, I think you're really funny." And I go, "Oh, thanks." And he goes, but just keeping it real? And I was like, here.
Oh, no.
Right when he says keeping it real.
Right.
He goes, keeping it real, just keeping it 100 with you? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, I always thought Joe Coy was funnier. I go, oh, okay.
What?
I go, hey, just thanks a lot, but keeping it real, I'm going to need a little more ice of this tea. Keeping it real. If I want to keep it 100, can you put a little more ice in that tea? Thank you so much. Yeah. F you, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it real, real. More lemons, bitch. Let's go.
I had that recently myself. I'm not going to name names because this woman walks over to me, and she loves the show. And I was surprised. I'm thinking... Looking at her and her husband, visually, I'm thinking, he loves it, she hates it.
Yeah.
She loved the show, and he was nice enough, but he said he liked somebody else. And I said, and I came back with something. I wish I could remember.
Right.
I think, might not have been as cute. I might have just said, screw you.
But yeah.
No, I just said, he's not working. I just said something smart-ass back, and then his wife laughed, and he kind of cowered away. But it was like... something about we kick that dude's ass in the ratings every year or whatever like that. I said something weird like that because I was just pissed. I didn't ask that guy's opinion. His wife walked up and just said, hey, I love the show. Yeah, I listen to so-and-so.
Yeah.
So?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I banged your wife.
Right.
As long as we're talking about things other people don't want to hear.
Put some more ice.
I mean, I hate to do stuff like that, man, but like.
He didn't need to say that. And you love Joe Coy.
I love Joe Coy.
And you and Joe Coy are completely different on stage.
And I'm not in competition with any other comic.
No.
I'm not in competition. No. Like. This isn't last comic standing. We're not head to head, you know?
No, you're right.
So it doesn't make any but I will tell you, man. I do like talking to people.
Yeah.
I do. I'm not the guy who's like I hate fame. If you're coming up to me, I'm like, "Oh, you You want to say hi to me?
Right.
It's just like, honestly, dude, when I see people in the audience, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter. You left your house
right.
to come see me?
Right.
Yeah, I'm performing. One person,
well, we feel
a
the same way about
people,
it.
You know what I mean?
Craig and I talk about this a lot. Is that we turn the mics off and go, there are people in the car making an effort to listen to this
right.
crap. I mean, we use the word crap because we just throw it against the wall every morning for all these years, and I appreciate every one of them.
Me too.
Right.
Because
we're just having fun.
Yo, I know who's on my list of people who I would leave my house to go see.
Right.
So the fact that I'm on anyone's list is the most humbling thing every night I'm on stage, which is why every night I do my show as much and as good as I can.
Josh Wolf, Funny Bone, 2 shows tonight, 2 tomorrow. The website again, Puss.
Omaha.funnybone.com.
Oh, right. Thanks.
Nailed it.
Hey, I'll have you know.
He did it.
I'm leaving my house tomorrow night, but you know, I'm not paying, but I'm leaving my house tomorrow night. I'm bringing my wife and 2 friends of mine. None of us are paying, and we're going to see your show. So I am leaving the house.
Are those the tickets you told me I had to pay for?
That's it.
I'm leaving the house.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what
leaving
I'm saying.
The house, and I live pretty close, but there is some gas money involved.
Now, I am taking an Uber, and Colleen's paying for that, too. But now I am comped while I'm there, and they are carrying me in.
Go see Nick. He's somewhere this weekend.
Yes, I'll be at Meesick Shangri-La in Columbus, Nebraska tonight, and the Divide Hill Roadhouse in Castaina, Iowa tomorrow night.
To be fair, though, the list of comedians that Tyler would pay to see is no one. There's no one on that list.
That's true.
Well, that's because I get in free.
Right.
Hey, I love the new studio, and I'm so happy I got it on a good air day.
Oh, you did?
You did. You did.
Oh, we don't. Nobody farted in here. I know. Yeah.
It doesn't smell.
All right.
Who's usually the farter in here?
Tyler.
Hey!
They take turns.
Josh smells like Sanjay Gupta was like old milk right now.
By the way, that old studio, there was just farts crusted on the wall.
Yeah,
this one hasn't been seasoned yet.
Yeah.
It'll take a while.
Go see Josh. We gotta go.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.